Oh, I wouldn't know this one. You'll probably know this one. In a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
There's a male.
Yeah, the male. In a herd of cattle, what do you call the male? The male.
Bull?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that?
There's male cattle that's not bulls.
There are?
Yeah. There's heifers.
What are heifers?
And there's males.
What are heifers females?
Yeah.
And okay. What do you call a male cow? All male cows are called bull, or all male cattle?
No.
No?
They're
not?
No.
I didn't know that.
No, they're not.
Well, what would you call them then?
Well, I don't know, just call them a cow, I reckon.
Okay. We're talking this morning.
Now, a bull is a breeding bull, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bull.
Okay, but I know that Ronald was telling me this morning how he and his grandfather used to castrate pigs.
Yeah.
But they don't do that to cows, do they?
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
Well, wouldn't every male cow be able to be a bull?
I just don't know.
I don't know either. I just wonder what that question. Okay. We talked before about mules and pulling the thing. What do you call two pair of mules together when they're pulling something, or when you hitch them up? What do you call two of them?
Well, just a pair of mules.
A pair of mules.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you had a cow and its name was Daisy, and you were expecting her to have a calf, you might say that Daisy's going to what?
David's going to bring a calf.
She's going to bring a calf?
Mm-hmm.
That means she's going to have a little baby calf.
Have a baby calf.
Well, when you say bring a calf, does that mean she's pregnant or she's going to have one real soon? Or
yeah, she's going to have it real soon.
That's what it means to bring a calf.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy, Jimmy and Patsy have got four of these things. They're riding animals. Riding animals are called what?
Horses.
Okay. Did you have no other names for them when you were children?
Well, there's the horses, and there's mules, and there's mares.
Now, what are mares?
Mares is the one that brings colts, has colts.
All right. Okay, then what do you call the other kind, the opposite of mares?
Horses.
Okay.
I reckon.
So that
horses and male mules.
And mares are the female horse.
Yeah.
Okay, and the male horse is just called a horse.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if you didn't know how to ride, forget about that one. If a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning, he might say, I must have what?
Fallen off in the bed.
Okay. The things that you put on the horse's feet to protect them from the road, what do you call them?
Horseshoes.
Okay. I found something out this morning that I'd never heard this word before, and I can't even think of it, but Jimmy and Patsy had a card out on the bulletin board in their house. And it was a furrier. It was the name of a guy. He said, his name was Joe. And
uh-huh.
He said, furrier. And I said, what is a furrier? And they said, that's a man that puts shoes on the... I think that's the right word, isn't it? Furrier?
No. Man that shoes horses is called a...
Isn't that right?
Well, I don't know. I never did hear that.
What is it? What would you call a man that shoes horses?
A man that shoes mules, I'd call him a... Well, I don't know.
Well, I thought that was I never heard of it, and they said that's...
I never heard of that name.
Remind me to ask Ronald about that, okay?
Mule shoes. Mule.